Welcome aboard Bus One. We're on our way to Anthony, Texas, and we've got a day to kill. Let's play some trivia. Gamers, introduce yourselves.
What's up, everyone? It's Aiden, also known as Anthony.
Hey, everyone. It's Cameron, also known as Anthony.
Yeah!
Who's Anthony?
It's Ethan.
That's good. I will refer to you guys as Anthony and Ethan.
Anthony. I like it. Anthony'sass.com.
Can I change my buzzer name?
We do not actually have the rights to that one. So
Yeah,
come on, Cameron.
Very soon.
But bleep before we start with this episode, I'm gonna go through some rules real quick. The true gamers out there will know the rules from the past 80 something times we've said it, but here's it again for those who don't remember. There's gonna be three levels, 15 questions total, so 5 questions per level in the first round. There's gonna be 1 point per correct answer for our friends here. Level 2 will have 5 questions, 2 points per correct answer, and level 3 will have 5 questions, 3 points per correct answer. For the contestants, whoever buzzes in first and answers correctly will get the points. However, once during the game, I will give a fake answer. So the players will each have one opportunity to challenge what I reveal as the correct answer. And if that player correctly guesses which has the fake answer, they will be awarded 3 points. If they incorrectly challenge a true answer, they lose 3 points.
Oh,
multiple
man.
Players may challenge womp, the same womp. Question. And if you do it in the middle of the game, you get the points for the question and 3 extra points.
What?
So there's that.
Unprecedented.
In the end, it's the opposite of golf. Most points wins and no Googling.
Opposite of golf.
Opposite of golf, baby.
You always
you know this podcast. Topic.
Now I know
our golf
how to play.
Listeners are going to be like, they're going for the lowest score. I know it.
Cooper, can we guess what our topic is?
You can try. Go ahead.
Anthony Bourdain.
That's what the show's about. It's
an episode about Anthony Bourdain.
That would be a good
That's
one.
All
that would be kind of a sad episode.
I think following up on your Toledo episode, because you'll be out a whole day to kill, I think we're going to be spending a day in Anthony, Texas.
I wish I could.
Okay.
I wish I could.
My guess is that it's just town names that are people's names, and it's just all that round.
I would do that kind of episode, but
very
in honor of the extra day coming up at the end of February, we're doing the Leap Day episode.
That's pretty sick.
Who's ready to leap, guys?
Who's Anthony?
Well, Anthony, Texas is the leap year capital of the world. Aiden's leaping already.
I've leapt.
He left.
He's leapt.
I don't
done
understand.
Leapt. Do you know what Leap Day is?
Is that the day of leap year? That's the extra day?
It's the extra day that happens in a leap year.
I've never once heard it referred to as a leap day.
Really?
Never once?
Well, this episode will be interesting for you. Level 1, a great leap for podcasting. Let's have fun talking about leap year related things. So, leaping right into it. Question 1.
Stop.
Oh my
God. Good. That's good.
Everyone loves a good leap day, but why do we have one?
Oh, that was open-ended.
Cameron.
It's because the Gregorian calendar does not perfectly sync with our rotation around the sun. So really, each year is 365.25 days. So you add the extra day to account for the math that we can't do.
That's a point for Cameron. You may not know what leap day is, but you sure know what it's there for.
That's true.
Yeah, so a solar year is slightly longer than 365 days, so intercalary days, or what they're called, must be added to maintain the years. Most of the reason behind making sure it's the same day has a lot of large religious reasons to have religious
darn
days
right.
on the exact same day of the year.
Praise.
Going for it as well. So that's going to be one.
Did you say praise, Ethan?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Bless up.
He didn't say praise who, though.
Just praise.
Praise.
Gotta leave it open-ended.
Amen.
Praise, open-ended.
Amen.
Amen or amen.
Leaping into the next one.
Oh gosh. Never
this
is going to be every question.
Question 2. Earth years are actually 365.2422 days long.
I was close.
To compensate, What are the three stipulations for how often a leap day is added?
Damn
it. Aiden.
This sucks because I was in my very first episode was the time episode. And this is coming full circle because I think this exact thing, and now you're making me remember, and this is all just me stalling because here we go. It happens every 4 years.
Okay.
But every millennia, no, wait, every 100 years, there's not one or something like that because we overcorrect, mm-hmm. and that's two.
That's two of the three stipulations. Can anyone give the third?
And is it every 400 years we have to do a double one or something? That'll be what I'll say.
Okay. Can anybody give the third stipulation?
I agree with Aiden on the first two. That's what I was going to say.
Okay. I was going to say that too.
Classic, that's what I was going to say. Moment.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to say. If nobody can give the third one, I'm going to give the point to Aiden.
How much time do I have?
Let us think. Let us cook.
You have 45 more minutes of the episode.
Yeah, let us cook.
Yeah. Can we come to this at the end of the episode?
Preliminary, give a point to Aiden,
we'll set this one aside, we'll come back to it.
I will say this one is kind of important for the rest of the episode.
Damn.
Oh, no, it has future connotation.
Oh, God. It's like one of those math questions where your errors carry.
That's right. That's the whole episode, actually.
I have a guess. Day has to be it has to be a certain day of the week. So I can't remember if it's Monday or something, but I'm pretty sure it's
I forgot.
Is it always February 29th?
Monday. Yeah. It's
No. The third stipulation, Aiden was also close with that one. So it is every 4 years we add a leap day, unless it's divisible by 100, then we don't have a leap day.
Right.
Unless it's divisible by 400, in which we do have a leap day.
So I was pretty close, actually.
That's what I was going to say.
Also, it is always February 29th.
Yeah, but that's not a speciality for having a leap year. It's not
That's just the day that we add. So the interesting math there is actually 365 plus 1/4 minus 1/100 plus 1/400 is 365.2425, which is within 3/10,000ths of the correct day.
So every 10,000 years, we have to add 3 days.
That's right.
We don't currently have that.
Has it been 10,000 years since we started leap year? No. Definitely.
No.
Aiden, considering it's 2024.
Hey, I had to talk myself through that one. That wasn't for anyone else. That was personally me asking myself
that
question.
Cut that out of the episode.
He started with millennium. I want to point that out. But then I made a face.
If you listen back to the time episode, there was something about someone said millennium, and they said, how much was a millennium? And that's why I'm stuck on it.
Mm. If you enjoyed that one, you'll weep for this one.
Oh, God. It's every
question
time.
Question three.
Did Bryce help you write this?
No. Leap day, as we know it today, is on February 29th.
That's true.
But from the Julian calendar's introduction until 1750, the extra day was what day? This is multiple choice. A, December 32nd.
Oh.
B, February 24th. C, January 0th, or D?
That goes hard.
Okay, Cameron.
It's December 32nd.
It is not December 32nd.
Can you read D, please, and thank you?
What? Yes. No, they buzzed in. They both buzzed in. They should have to guess. They buzzed in after you buzzed in.
I'm sorry.
But
I was going to read D.
But but none of us buzzed in until D after, before D had not been read yet.
I had my Ethan buzzing senses on.
I think you got to just do it.
Yeah.
Aiden?
Okay. Well, I was going to... You said the Julian calendar. So I think Caesar was July, because that's the one that's named after him.
Okay. Yeah, that wasn't any of the
choices. So I'm
going to
say D. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say D.
D is... It's always been February 29th.
Oh. Okay, sure.
Which D is incorrect.
Bummer.
Oh, all right.
Ethan, 50-50.
You can't copy Aiden in this question.
I feel like...
God.
I hope he doesn't.
The zero with day is crazy enough just to be correct.
It just might work.
That's what I thought about the 32nd day.
I'm going to go with the 0th day.
January 0th?
Yeah.
I do love that.
That is incorrect.
You're kidding.
The answer,
did the Romans answer have was a zero? B,
February 24th.
That's dumb. That's dumb.
That's, that's a real that's day. Dumb.
That's a real day.
So
that's just a day.
Actually, they were like, actually, this is a leap day.
Here's this the okay. Year. So back then, there's a term, bis sextus, which
whoa,
means
nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. It wasn't bad.
Hey, can you run that? Yeah. I'm sorry, I missed that. Can you do
that's,
it one more time?
So for the Star Wars 2 episode, that's going to be my name is bis sextus.
Bis sextus is pretty good.
Yeah.
Bis sextus means second sixth. It means second sixth because February 23rd was 6 days until the beginning of March, and the leap day was the second sixth day until the beginning of March.
That seems very had, complicated.
So the and what leap do you
day
call that?
Had no date of its own.
The bis sextus.
Oh, it's because the Ides of March.
Right, you're right.
What?
No, that's not correct.
No,
I don't think that.
But fact to this that, day, please? Leap day is still known as the bis sextile day.
Bis sextile?
You're yeah. making this up.
I'm going to lay it down bis sextile.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Bis and the Sextiles, new band.
Bis and the
Dude,
Sextiles.
That is a good
that
band.
That could slap. Yeah. I'm bis sextus and these are the sextiles.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm bis and these are the sextiles.
Whoa, that gave me chills.
Okay.
All right, leaping to the next one, I guess. Question 4. The Gregorian calendar, with the modern leap year setup, was officially adopted by England in 1752, but caused some complications in the transfer. What were the biggest outcomes of England switching from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar? This one's open-ended. Aiden.
Can I throw in Pope got mad?
Pope got mad.
That's a default.
That's broad
say
enough.
No, Pope did not get mad. Pope
they were the Church of England at the time.
But Pope kept getting mad. Pope stayed mad.
Pope already mad.
That's broad enough just to be good.
Ethan.
I think that you said that they transitioned to this. So, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, where is he going to go from here?
They transferred from Julian to Gregorian.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that there was an issue there that like coincided with printing calendars. So like, or just like having information like flow throughout. So like, I mean, I don't think they printed, but you know. Just
Cameron,
like,
don't.
What?
Just keep going, Ethan.
No.
Just keep
going. All right. So they had to add a day, and so you know it sucked and everyone was sad and it
sucked.
I was there and that's calendars true. Made them add a day.
Yeah.
Hey, that's complicated.
Okay, we'll go to Cameron.
I think it probably has something to do with a religious holiday. I'm gonna guess it moved Christmas or Easter and people were upset about that, or they like, I don't know, it's something to do with a Christian holiday for sure, though.
I think I'm gonna give it to Ethan.
we're
pulling a little bit of Charlie Chaplin rules here.
Charlie
I'm giving
Chaplin
it to
rules.
Ethan because of his statement of they had to add a day, which in reality, 11 days were skipped.
Whoa, I would hate
so,
that.
You can't tell me the Pope wasn't mad about that.
The Pope has nothing to do with England, Aiden.
But Christian holidays do happen in both the Church of England and the Catholic Church.
So they just skipped 11 days?
Yeah, so they skipped 11 days. And before then, with the Julian calendar in England, the beginning of the year was actually starting on March 25th.
Oh.
And moving to the Gregorian calendar moved the year to start on January 1st. It ended up changing what year like certain events were. Because they retroactively changed. So if it was between January and March, then it changed the year like retroactively. And so there's a fun fact that George Washington was born on February 11th, 1731 of the old style calendar, but after the change in 1752, his birthday was retroactively corrected to be February 22nd, 1732 with the new system, and that updated date has been what we've celebrated and what we now call President's Day.
Whoa. What?
And that's today.
Hail to the one we
respect. That's full circle.
Oh, yeah, and that's today.
Did you plan that? Today. That's insane. So today, so you're saying before they changed, today was 1731.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
I think I followed that. Okay, well, that's a confusing amount of math.
It is confusing. It is confusing. Leap days can get very
confusing.
That's not a leap.
That's not a leap day. That's a leap week.
So leaping on to question five.
Oh.
While leap days add time to correct for the length of a year, leap seconds correct the lengths of days, which can actually fluctuate from season to season and day to day. This one's multiple choice. In 2022, which of the following occurred? A, the shortest ever day on record. B, longest year on record. C, the first ever negative leap second was implemented. Or D, heavy fluctuation caused a day to be noticeably...
Oh, wow. They have both buzzed in. I didn't notice.
All right, Ethan.
That last one was too long to be right. So...
Okay.
That's crazy logic.
No way that is noticeable fluctuation.
All of you buzzed.
I think it's,
go for it.
I think it's A. I vaguely remember hearing that the shortest day was 2022. I vaguely remember that. So I'm going to go with A.
You are correct.
Yeah,
let's go.
June 29th, 2022 was the shortest day ever recorded. It was 1.59 milliseconds shorter than the SI day of 86,400 seconds.
Whoa.
That's because Earth's rotation has actually been accelerating since like the 70s. And so there's been talk of actually doing a negative leap second where you skip a second at the end of the day.
That's because all those kids on their damn phone.
But one has never been implemented.
Negative leap second is just, that's a good name for an album.
for Bistis Sexton.
Bistis Sextiles.
Bistis Sextiles.
Negative leap second.
That's so the name of their album.
Let's do it.
Bistis Sextus and the Sextiles.
I love
Yo,
it.
Yo, when does the album drop?
When does negative leap second drop?
So that's the end of round one. So we're going to go to an audience question. Oh, hey, all you leaping lizards. What brings you up this high in the air? Sometimes I like to come up here to get away from it all and refresh my soul. I hope you're having a great leap day so far. Thanks so much for spending it here with us at Bus One Trivia. If you wouldn't mind giving us a follow in your podcast player, dropping a 5-star rating, or telling a friend about Bus One would mean the world to us. Well, it's about time for the audience question, isn't it? The answer to last week's question was, Dune's main export is the spice melange, or just spice works too. Thanks to everyone who wrote in, and congrats to Matt Doyle for being this week's winner. 1 point to you, Matt. While we're up here, let's see how well you know your leaps. The world's highest leap was in 2012 from a helium balloon in the stratosphere. Who was this leaper who became the first human to break the sound barrier without engine power? Again, who was the leaper who became the first human to break the sound barrier without engine power? I know it's a toughie, but no Googling. Send in your answer on this week's post on the Instagram at Bus1Trivia or reply to the poll beneath the episode on Spotify. Well, until next leap day, see you in 4 years. Welcome back.
That was such a real laugh.
Welcome back. Round two. leaping to resolution.
Are we not doing a point check? Are we not doing a point check?
Let's slow your roll. I need to know.
We're going to do a timeout. We're going to do a timeout.
No. This is staying in the attic, Cooper.
Blow the whistle.
You can't. Cameron, what are you going to do? Edit the episode?
Oh, my goodness.
Dang, his sound effect reacted.
Welcome back. Let's do a score check before we go into round two.
One.
I also have one.
A two.
Oh, I hated missed that. One.
And oh, yeah, because nobody got...
number three or something?
Nobody got number three.
February 24th.
February 24th.
Because that's wrong, actually.
Round two is leaping to resolution. Let's have fun talking more about more leap year related things.
Okay.
Leaping into it. What question six. One big reason for not implementing a negative leap second is the risk of incorporating software bugs by doing so. Mm-hmm. Similarly, leap year bugs are errors in leap year calculations that cause more severe problems. Mm. What popular computer program has continually assumed that 1900 was a leap year since its implementation to avoid complications? Cameron.
Can I, by computer program, do you mean like an easily accessible computer program to someone with a computer, or is this like a database somewhere? Is that a reasonable clarifying question?
I'd say it's reasonable. It is a continually used, like, accessed computer program. It is not a database.
So, like, everyone has it on their computer?
Yes.
I'm going Microsoft Excel.
Microsoft Excel is correct.
That's such a banger answer.
Let's go.
The bug actually originated with Lotus 1-2-3 in the 1980s, and since then, Excel has purposefully implemented it to promote backward compatibility. So in Excel, if you put in February 29th, 1900, it allows it as a date, even though it wasn't a real day.
Whoa.
I'm about to put February 29th, 1900 into every spreadsheet I ever made.
Just hide it in the bottom right corner of the spreadsheet just because.
Mess everything up.
Yeah, once they finally patch that bug, it's going to explode everyone's computer.
Leaping into the next one. Question seven. Leap year problems also exist in popular culture. In the comedy The Pirates of Penzance, the main character Frederick finds that he was born on February 29th and must serve the pirates until his 21st birthday. Mm. If Frederick was 21 years old in 1877, how many more years would he have to serve to reach his 21st birthday? Ethan.
So you said he was born in 1900, right?
I said if he was 21 years old in 1877,
okay,
how many more years would he have to serve to reach his 21st birthday?
Okay, 1877. And then I think 1900 is the... I was jumping ahead. So I think 1900, because we just established that, is the year of the leap year. So it would be 3 and then...
Oh, he's doing smart.
Extra year, maybe. And he's 20 right now. Is it just
20? If he's 21 years old in 1877.
Oh, he's 17 right now?
Ethan, I'm going to need you to give me a number. All right. I can't read it 5 times for you alone.
Hey, I got it.
You buzzed in.
It's only going to be 5 years.
That's definitely not
what is your answer?
So if I'm doing my math correctly, 21 minus 4 is 17. 17 times 4 is...
Cameron, please just give me an answer.
I'm doing the math. I didn't get this far. 17 times 4 is... What's 7 times 4 is 28.
That's
so
right.
So carry the 1 times 4 plus 6, so that's 68. So 67 years, Cooper.
Okay, Aiden.
Well, I was doing 16 times 4, which is 64, minus 1 because of the 1900 stipulation. So therefore, that would be, or plus one because of the 1900 stipulation. So that's 65. That's what
okay.
Hey, closest without going over?
I don't think he said
shut the fuck closest. Up, Ethan.
Let's go, baby.
Aiden was the closest. It was 63 more years.
Oh, okay. So I just went the wrong way.
Yeah. So I might give you the points for that one, Aiden.
Nice.
Hey, was I close?
So it was 63 more years, and he was noted in the play. He had to serve until 1940. Good math, guys. Congrats.
Okay.
Well, I hated that.
Ethan said
that
five.
Was math.
So.
Yeah, you speed rushed math. Me. You rushed
that was speed
me.
Math. Yeah, you shouldn't have buzzed
no
in first.
Excuse whatsoever.
You
said
rushed
five.
Me.
No, but okay. Cooper, you don't understand. You rushed him.
You rushed me, bro.
Yeah, Cooper.
Cooper, why would you rush him when you
Cooper,
knew
I can't believe
gonna...
you rushed Ethan on such a question.
Little do our contestants know that this was the fake answer. Looks like they were fooled this time.
Leaping into the next one. Question 8. Beyond just being an extra day every 4 years, give or take, February 29th has significance around
what?
The world, specifically in Ireland, where it is known as Bachelor's Day.
Every
what
40?
Is right. specifically encouraged on Bachelor's Day that sets it apart in Ireland?
Open-ended?
Open-ended. Cameron.
Just say
drinking, okay. Drinking during the day?
No.
That sets it apart.
That's
huh?
every day, baby.
This is Ireland.
That's Ireland.
That is not correct. Ethan, what sets this day apart from the other days Ireland?
I've heard this once, but it has gone out of my brain so quickly.
So what he's saying is he does not have the answer.
No. I have the answer. And
no,
I'm
he's calling
right.
for this answer.
No,
he to come
don't
to
rush him, Cameron.
Say it
We've
right
been over
now.
This.
So the answer to this question is in Ireland, you
ready.
Have to pour out a drink.
Dang.
For,
pour one out for the bachelors.
No,
the
that's,
fallen bachelors.
This
and
for
sing
the
and sing
bachelors.
Death of a Bachelor the
that's
whole
right.
time.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, little known fact, Panic at the Disco's Death of a Bachelor has been around.
It's about February 29th.
That's how they know it. It's
tradition.
Actually an Irish folk song.
That's right.
They just co-opted it and made it famous.
That's right. Well, I would go on to oh.
He's back.
All right, Aiden.
Was I gone?
Yes,
you were
very much
while,
so.
Yeah. Aiden,
I was listening
answer?
To that whole thing and like jumping in and everything. Oh, that was weird.
you're adding nice
yeah,
little,
I was just going in.
Quips.
Hold on. How did you feel about the Death of a Bachelor bit?
I thought it was very funny.
Thank you.
Nice okay, one. That's good one.
He felt like he participated.
Yeah.
I did feel like that. And now that feeling has been drained away from me.
You did great, man. You did great.
Well, no, it's sadness. Still recorded. It's still recorded. We can't
hear you. We could
yeah, but
it
it's hollow.
Like
but it's
there
hollow.
All
and I know
I it
wasn't
great.
Real.
I thought it was funny.
Aiden, you made some ripping
Here,
jokes, dude.
Thanks,
Editor,
Cameron.
Just add in. Oh, that's a good one, Aiden.
Oh, Aiden, you're so funny.
Aiden,
thanks, guys.
Stop, bro.
Right.
Stop.
I don't even know if I'm in
that
intro. I just felt part of it. So you said Bachelor's Day, right?
Bachelor's Day.
Death of a Bachelor's
say,
Day.
Gotta kiss a lady or man, if you want, if you
or
swing
man.
That way.
How inclusive.
It's not all inclusive.
How
do I do Charlie Chaplin rules again?
Do you want to give us another pass and then maybe Charlie Chaplin as a last resort?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, let's do that. I'll say Aiden is the closest currently.
Oh. Hell, never mind. Charlie Chaplin that sucker.
No. Thank you for the second pass,
Cameron,
Aiden.
Go ahead and build upon what Aiden said.
So you said
I've
Charlie,
laid the cornerstone, Cameron.
By the Charlie Chaplin rules, you're saying you have to kiss someone. Maybe it's not kissing someone. But so much as soliciting a kiss from a bachelorette.
Actively withholding a kiss.
Mm. Going soliciting a kiss.
Soliciting a kiss. Ethan.
All right. So the word that you said was let's build upon a kiss. So how do you build upon a kiss?
Well, kiss to build a dream
it's
on.
quite simple. You take someone to bed, and that's the best.
Sex bestest.
What?
Or what was it? Bis-sextus. And that, friends, is
that's right.
Bis-sextus and the sex styles.
Ethan, stop being so bis-sextus.
So Ethan said sex.
It was implied.
Take someone
bro.
To bed, like tuck them in and read them a bedtime story.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. You just cuddle.
Yeah,
that's right.
Totally platonic cuddling.
I'm gonna say I'm gonna go the opposite of what I said the last time, and instead of like actively seeking out a single person, you actually leave your relationship for a day and act as a bachelor.
It's or like, you.
This only happens once every
it's
4 years.
It's like a free
years.
Pass.
Yeah, it's like wait. Hall pass day.
Could that's I crazy. Maybe expand on that and say maybe you try to kiss a married woman?
Whoa!
On bachelor.
Well, Ireland, I don't know about that.
Ireland be going
Ireland
crazy.
Be crazy. It's all that day drinking.
It's all that day drinking.
Well, off of all of those, I'm gonna have to give it to Ethan now.
What? It's bed. It's cuddles.
You mean totally platonic cuddling day?
Yo,
bachelor's
sex is,
day.
Sex is the answer.
Is set apart in England as a day as really actually
mean,
the only
whoa,
day.
Whoa! In Ireland. Or not England.
Oh, did I say yeah, England?
Explicitly.
Oh, no.
Is it the challenge question?
Oh, no. Uh-oh. I was reading a different question, I swear. I didn't mean to say England.
Where are you?
But also, sus. Ireland and England, different countries. We recognize that.
We recognize it.
Yeah, we just got to cover our bases real
this
quick.
This one's for our
okay.
Irish.
Anyway,
listeners.
The answer.
This is for the
answer
Irish.
Is,
oh, yes.
It's the only day that women propose to men.
Aww.
Oh,
how is based on
how
it's
is,
based on a legend
how is,
of a deal between
having
close Bridget
wait, what?
Sex,
and St. Patrick.
I feel like I was a little closer with the soliciting a kiss from a bachelorette.
I'm sorry, but you changed your answer to
kissing
a married man.
No, I said kissing a married woman, and that was not a real change in answer. That was just me stipulating.
Okay, how was I supposed to know that? You
well,
gave
because
three
I had
answers
given my,
for this question.
I had given
Cameron,
my answer.
Which was I supposed to take?
Here,
the one
you know
that
what,
gets
Cooper,
me the points.
Let me do one more answer while you're at it. I think it's the only day that women can propose to men.
It's not the only day.
How do you know that?
I've already given the points to Ethan. I can't take
you
them back.
Yes.
It's based on a legend of a deal between St. Bridget and St. Patrick, where St. Patrick aww. Decided to allow women to propose one day, but only every 4 years.
That's so nice
and,
that he allowed them to
all
do that.
Oh my god!
Marrying in February is really favorable, like back in the day, due to the like the pressure to marry. But also, there's a ban of getting married during Lent, which is March.
So like right now,
you
ban.
Gotta get it in.
I think you said a ban of
get
getting
married.
Married.
Yeah, like
a ban of
like
getting married.
Sextus
that's Bis-sextus's second album, "Ban of Getting Married."
Ooh, it's Lent. Bis-sextus's second album is Lent.
Hard to spit out. Lent.
Lent. Bis-sextus and the Sex Styles.
Hey, I assume all of you have given up marriage for Lent, correct?
Wait, you can't stop me.
All right, leaping right into the next one. Question 9. One such movie references to this tradition, the 2010 rom-com Leap Year, is about a woman flying to Ireland on February 29th propose to her boyfriend.
That's crazy.
Who plays the leading lady?
Is this multiple choice?
No.
In 2010? Well, God. Where was I in 2010?
Karen Gillan. Final answer.
Karen Gillan?
She's Irish? No. Okay. Hey, I feel
I
like
won't
that
say you're on the right. You're on the right track with that one.
Oh, thanks.
I do like that answer.
Thank
Cameron.
You. I like it too. That's what I said.
You said flies to Ireland to propose to the boyfriend?
Yes.
He did say
2010.
That.
2010.
Here, I'll give a hint. The boyfriend is Adam Scott.
No way. Really?
I'm
gotta watch this movie.
Drew Barrymore?
Drew Barrymore? No.
Is that
colder.
Better or worse?
I'll say
okay,
that.
Colder,
I'll say
yeah.
colder.
I was going with redheads.
Drew Barrymore is not a redhead.
What?
She is not a redhead.
I think you're
she's
thinking,
blonde.
You're
for
thinking
sure.
of Andrew
you
Barrymore,
think,
the redhead guy.
You think
not
Drew
an actor.
Barrymore is blonde?
Yes.
No.
Name one movie check. She's not blonde.
The 50 First Dates.
Check.
She's not redhead in that movie.
I mean, it's subtle, But she's not blonde.
Oh my gosh.
She's strawberry
blonde.
She's
way more blonde than
redhead. Strawberry blonde, you know?
She is way more redhead than blonde.
Let Ethan do a better answer than yours.
Audience question number two. What color hair does Drew Barrymore have?
So I was struggling there for a second to come up with any woman, frankly.
At least he's honest.
Yeah, you like women? Name five of their songs.
Name a woman, Ethan.
I came up with one woman. Her name?
That's crazy.
Anne Hathaway.
Dang.
Good choice for a 2010 rom-com.
Still colder than Aiden's guess.
I think you should give it to me. It was a good
guess. Well, hold on. Let's take a second pass at it.
Yeah, what happened to the second pass?
You get 10 seconds. Go.
And last time it didn't do too well when we took a second pass.
I don't know any more women. I'm out.
2010.
Cameron, give me any other woman.
Rachel
McAdams.
Oh, that's a good one. I was going to say, I almost said Drew Barrymore a second time.
If you say Drew Barrymore,
it is not
Drew Barrymore. You lose 2 points if you say Drew Barrymore again.
Charlize Theron.
Okay, no.
To each their own.
Ethan, name a woman.
Emma Stone.
Ethan, name a woman.
Emma Stone.
Woman.
No. Aiden definitely gets the points. Yay. He said Rachel McAdams, which is also close, but not quite. Amy Adams.
Amy Adams.
Oh, redhead.
The perfect fusion between Rachel McAdams and Karen Gillan.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I think you mean Drew Barrymore and Rachel McAdams.
Oh, my gosh. Nice. I have Google. I'm looking this up.
Yeah, Cooper does
share your
Google
screen,
powers.
Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper, share your screen.
Pop that
share
up
your screen.
Bro.
Oh, my.
Give us proof.
Gosh.
I don't believe you.
I don't have a mental image of Drew Barrymore.
I'll give you. She might dye her hair reddish, but she is not a redhead.
This is Cooper shifting the goalposts. Drew Barrymore has probably naturally brunette hair.
Cameron,
she
did say opposite of golf, though. So I think he's allowed to shift the goalposts.
Nice, dude.
Bad joke.
Like how they move the pins in golf. That's good.
Here's your redhead, Cameron.
You cherry picked one picture from the internet.
You have no proof.
I think those
no
roots,
proof.
Those roots are looking kind of red. I'm going to be real.
I'm
going to
be Googling this later.
You have no proof.
I cannot wait until after this episode to prove you wrong, Cooper.
Hey, you might have just gotten
but you
got.
Will not have it on recording.
That's not true.
Leaping into the next one. Question 10.
I'm being silenced.
We all love leap days on February 29th, but definitely. What if there's a better way to track the year?
Oh.
In 1930, Elizabeth Achilles proposed a reform to the Gregorian calendar called the World Calendar.
Before you keep going, did she propose on February 29th?
Nice, dude.
Good joke.
Thank you.
What color
Although
is her hair?
It had roots in a proposal from 1834. It was a perennial calendar, meaning it applied to every year going forward. June 1st would always be on a Friday, November 20th would always be on a Monday, and so on. The reform proposal was considered in the League of Nations and then made it to the UN before what country vetoed it? Cameron.
That's straight up some United States bullshit.
It was the United
Darn
States.
Right.
Let's go, America, baby.
Darn
America.
Eagle calendar for
Let's
us.
Go.
Hoorah. I believe red, yes, white, and blue, future. Motherfucker.
Don't you
these
dare change
don't
my
run.
Calendar. I'd rather die.
Yeah, but, in all honesty, as I discussed before, like the religious concerns, that was the main reason that it was vetoed, because it would have like blown through all that kind of stuff. Where
that's crazy that
the
every
same
other
day
country
would not have been,
but every other country in the world was just like, we could figure it out.
It's like if every holiday was Thanksgiving.
you're telling
there,
me the,
there's still people trying to propose calendars that like are good at staying up to it, because it's also another thing for if we move anything away from like the 7 day calendar or like the 7 day a week calendar, then it would also get off on like what day the Sabbath is, because the whole thing is that every 7 days,
yeah, that's never like, gonna change
on the correct day you need to have your day of rest, and so if we get off from that, then that's also,
hey, you know what they say, you can't mess with
Jewish
the Sabbath
people.
So
yeah, Black Sabbath.
That's right.
Can't mess with the Sabbath. That's
this
album
Sextus.
Three.
TM.
This Sextus meets Black Sabbath. Featuring Black Sabbath.
With featured song, Gods, Guns, and Sabbath. America.
I don't know about that one, Ethan.
Yeah, Ethan, you have to start Sex Bistus.
Sex Bistus. All right. Well, that's the end of round two. If we want to do a score check,
I got a high five.
I also got a five.
High five, Cameron.
High five, Ethan.
Oh, I got four.
Oh, no.
My God.
That's so sad. We can't high five Ethan.
I got four.
Dang, this is a close. Is this like the closest game we've ever had?
Yes. I'll give you a high four.
Thank you, Aiden.
I'll take Cooper's point, or I'll take Aiden's point, and I'll get a high six.
Wait, no. No, he just gave it up. Damn.
Cooper, ruling on the field.
I didn't see it. I didn't see the point given up.
There's an audio recording of it. It's okay.
All right, leaping in the next one. Round three. Leaps galore. Leap Day is in just about February 29th. Here's some more leaps to celebrate. Leaping into the next one. Question 11. The classic playground game of leapfrog, where one person vaults over the back of another, has been around since at least the 16th century. However, around the world, leapfrog is known by different names. Oh, this is multiple good. Choice.
I'm so Sorry. Excited.
Which is not a translation of the name another culture has given their version of the game leapfrog. Mm. A. Leap sheep. B.
Leap sheep. Good.
That's classic.
Very good.
Leap cow. Or D, kangaroo leap.
I think I missed B.
What was B? Yeah.
B was horse leap. Ethan.
Well,
did you say based kangaroo on, cow?
Yes, he did. Based on these wondrous options that are all
great. Like kangaroo leap.
Great translations. I'm going to have to go with horse leap.
Okay. You do know I'm asking for which is not a translation, right?
Oh, based on that clarification, I'm going to go with...
All but one of these sleep. Are true. So you're trying to give
dressage.
Me the one that is not a real name.
Yeah, no, I knew that, but I'm going to change my answer now. So I'm going to say
what?
C.
No, no, no. Cooper,
as an avid equestrian. Yeah.
What is your answer, Ethan? You just got to give me an answer.
Sheep leap, A.
Sheep leap is incorrect.
Oh, of course.
Sorry. Sheep leap... is not the answer I was looking for. I'll put it that way.
Oh, thanks.
I'm glad I didn't say that.
I'm going to go with the only animal in your list that doesn't actually leap, Cooper, and I think it's leap cow.
Leap cow is not the answer I was looking for, Cameron. Aiden.
See, I'm going to go with kangaroo leap because I don't think kangaroos exist in places where they have other languages.
Kangaroo leap is the answer I was looking for. But, I mean, there's aboriginal languages,
you're right.
Aiden.
Sorry, my B.
How my non-inclusive
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey, guys.
Somebody cancel it.
This is my apologies to everyone.
Don't they go by a different term now? What is it?
Kangaroos?
No.
No, oh, wait, the aboriginal
okay.
people.
Native Australians. First
hey,
Nation.
Hey, let us know in the comments what you call Native Australians.
Don't.
First people.
Please
no, wait,
don't.
No, you can't.
Please don't.
Yeah.
You can't invite
that.
People to say that.
Please don't.
Hey, let us know what slurs you're going to.
Please do not. I'm begging you on my hands and knees. Please do not.
Oh, no. Hey, everybody, go to the Instagram. Share your favorite slurs.
No.
And we'll put you on our story.
Stop. Big X.
Aiden, congratulations. You get 3 points for that one.
Hey, thanks, Cooper.
Leaping in the next one. Question 12.
Jesus Christ.
The Lambeau Leap is a famous American football celebration in which Green Bay Packers players will leap into the arms of fans in the stands.
Aww.
The first ever Lambeau Leap occurred in 1993 after a fumble recovery that was run back for a touchdown. But which of the following happened afterwards? A. The touchdown was called back because the pass was called to be incomplete rather than a catch and then a fumble. B. The replay showed the defender who had recovered the ball had stepped out of bounds. C. Fans jumped from the stands to storm the field. Or D. The player who leaped got a flag for excessive celebration. Cameron.
Well, can you repeat what year this happened?
1993.
Yeah, excessive celebration.
That is incorrect.
Damn it, I should have guessed that given it was round three.
Ethan.
I'm going to go with... whatever A was.
A was the touchdown was called back because the pass was called to be incomplete rather than a catch and then a fumble.
Yeah.
That is incorrect. That is not true, actually.
Completely false.
Completely false. I made it up. Aiden.
Stepped out of bounds.
Stepped out of bounds was B. That is correct.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
I should have gone with that. So that was my gut reaction.
So although the replay showed that Reggie White had stepped out of bounds before tossing the ball to Leroy Butler for the touchdown, instant replay had actually been discontinued between 1991 and the late 90s.
Oh,
so they had it and then discontinued it in the 90s. And so because they had discontinued it, the touchdown remained.
No way. That's crazy.
There is also people who like say that it was really more of a incomplete pass as well, but the touchdown wasn't called back.
Do you know why they discontinued
it? I think it's kind of similar to, you know, the things that have been going on with like VAR and soccer.
Oh yeah.
I think it's kind of similar to that where it's they want the calls to happen live on the field rather than because of, you know, instant replay.
It's
kind
of
thing.
The spirit of the game.
Yeah. But it sounds they brought
like,
it back.
That sounds like an excuse for the refs to just rig the game in the way they want.
Mm. It's all part of the script, really.
Yeah, really. I mean, if you think about it, it is all scripted.
Leaping into the next one. Question 13. Lover's Leap refers to a high point whose fall would be fatal, where they are associated with the common tale of lovers jumping to their deaths rather than be apart. It's even common enough of a tale that a multitude of cliffs are called or associated with Lover's Leap. But aww, how many Lover's Leaps are there in the world?
Closest?
Oh, is this Price is Right or closest?
I'm going to do closest. Cameron.
53.
Wow.
All right. Ethan.
So people are pretty fragile, right? That's where I'm going to establish my reasoning.
Emotionally, huh? Okay. And physically. Yeah.
A
emotionally
good foundation.
And physically.
For the number that you're going to say.
So, based on that, 267.
260.
200?
People are fragile.
50.
Cameron will get that. It was 55.
Damn. How is he so
Cameron
close?
Pretty close. There are 40 in the U.S. and 15 elsewhere.
Wow.
There are even so many that Mark Twain joked in his memoir, Life on the Mississippi, that there were, quote, 50 lovers' leaps along the Mississippi from whose summit disappointed Indian girls have jumped.
Miss Mark Twain. Come on, bud.
Miss Mark Twain. Leaping into the next one. Question 14. One of the greatest leaps, you can say, took place on July 20th, 1969, when Neil Armstrong became the first man to walk on the moon. He did so saying the famous phrase, "That's one small leap for man, one giant leap for mankind." But which of the following did Neil credit as the inspiration for the line? A. The Hobbit, to which there is the line, "Not a great leap for a man, but a leap in the dark." B. A NASA memo saying, to signalize the first lunar lander as a historic step forward for all mankind that has been accomplished by the United States of America. C. Michael Collins, his fellow astronaut, who said before the mission, as we walk on the moon, all of mankind will be leaping. Cameron.
It's C.
C is incorrect.
I thought it was A, but I thought the line from The Hobbit was like, every great journey begins with one small step or something like that. Like, I thought that was the beginning of The Hobbit.
Mm.
But I'm going to say The Hobbit.
That is incorrect.
Damn.
Ethan, 50-50.
Man, I really want to know what D is right now.
Yeah.
Put your faith in it, Ethan.
Oh, jeez.
G is
man.
Not an answer.
You're either between a NASA memo or whatever D is.
I know.
Whatever.
I'm going with the unknown. I'm going D.
D is no inspiration. Neil came up with it.
Wait, no, it's B. It's B.
Are you switching to B?
Wait.
No, it's the Monty Hall problem, Ethan. You got to stay with your gut.
Right, no, D. Monty Hall always says switch.
Monty Hall does say switch.
Oh, but it's Monty Hall. You have to stay with your guy.
That's not true. Monty Hall, you switch.
The whole thing is you switch.
I answered
Ethan.
I answered D.
B or D?
I answered D, yeah.
Well, D is correct.
Nice job, Ethan.
D claimed to have come Monty up with Hall. The line all Stick on his gun. Own Monty on Hall. The flight to the moon.
That's not Monty Hall.
Oh, so he was just sitting there.
He did not
there.
Read The Hobbit until afterwards, and he had no recollection of the NASA memo. Michael Collins never said what I said. I actually made that up.
So he was just sitting in the ship on the way there, like, one small... Man, it's going to be...
There were interviews before the mission where everybody was like, what are you going to say? And he's like, I don't know.
Figure it out.
What's up,
And then
dudes?
on the way there, like, Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins were like, what are you going to say? And he's like, I'm not sure.
He's like, shut up. I'm thinking it out.
That's one small step for man.
I'm considering a mid-round challenge for that question.
You know,
For that question.
Yeah, I honestly
think I've heard the Collins. Hobbit thing before. Like,
I've heard the Collins thing as well.
All right, are we going a three-man challenge?
Are you all challenging that question?
Do I get to keep the points if I'm wrong?
No.
No. Wait, like for the question?
Yeah,
you get those 3 points even if...
Then yeah, I'll do it.
If you're
In
wrong.
A round challenge, I'm feeling it.
You're challenging? Okay.
See, I noted it down, and I noted another one down, but I was like pretty sure about the Hobbit thing. He just said a different line.
I'm jumping on this challenge train too, Cooper. I really think Collins was part of it.
You know what? Because they're saying something different, I'll let it be fun and not boring. So I'll refrain.
Whoa.
You're going to refrain. So Cameron and Ethan are jumping on this.
I'll give them the boost because otherwise
Aiden
it's
is
no
passing
fun.
It up.
You're going to be wrong, dude.
Well, boys, this is not the challenge question.
Oh, my God.
Neil Armstrong, to his dying days, claimed that he came up with the line all on his own.
Dead life.
Of course, like, Neil would say that.
I love how Aiden's like, I'm going to be so altruistic about this. Knowing that he's not going to be...
And now he's running away.
And now I'm leaping.
Now leaping to the final question. Question 15. It wouldn't be a leap day without a leap of faith. The following question will be multiple choice. If you choose to guess a letter now and get it right, I will give you double points.
Oh, that's so good.
I'm buzzed.
Aiden.
A for something Texas. Whatever it was.
Anthony,
Texas. A for Anthony, Texas.
Okay. Ethan?
So I did this last round, and I guessed D. So therefore...
You got it last
Monty
round,
Hall,
but then
stick
you didn't
with
believe
your, guns.
Your answer.
Monty Hall, stick with your
that
guns.
That's not the Monty Hall.
No. Therefore...
Monty Mall, stick with your guns.
Therefore,
Monty
this round...
Monty Mall, I agree.
It cannot
Album.
Be D. So
no, he's smart.
In conclusion, I'm going to go with B.
I'm going okay. C. C for Cam.
Okay. Bye. The question is, in which Indiana Jones movie does Indy have to do a leap of faith?
Because I would have known this. God damn it.
Which turns out to be an invisible bridge across a bottomless chasm. A, Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Fuck.
B, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. C, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Or D, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. The answer is C.
God damn it.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
So with that, that's our 15 questions. So let's get a point check.
I have 11.
I also have 11.
Damn.
Hey, guys. I got 4.
Ethan.
Hey, Ethan.
You're good, dude.
Aw, Ethan.
Well, there's still the challenge question. Oh, wait. Sorry, Ethan. This one's just for Aiden.
This one's just for Aiden.
Do you have any? Do you have any?
Would you mind running it back for me? But I do have a guess.
I will run it back.
Thank you.
Real quick.
I appreciate
you.
Leaping
into question one. Everyone loves a good leap day, but why do we have one? Leaping into the next one. Question two. Your Earth years are actually 365.2422 days long to compensate for the stipulations for how
you
often
broke me so bad. I have not been listening.
If you enjoyed that one, you'll leap for this one. Question three. Leap day as we know it today is on February 29th, but from the Julian calendar's introduction to 1750, the answer day was what day? Leaping into the next one, question four. The Gregorian calendar with the modern leap year setup was officially adopted by England in 1752, but caused some complications in the transfer. What were the biggest outcomes of England switching from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar? Leaping into the next one, question five.
I can't do this. I'm just going to do the guess I had because I didn't process any of that. I was going to guess the football one. I think that they stormed the field. Like, it's like an all of the above kind of thing where they like stormed the field, even though it was a callback, like that kind of thing. Mm. That just felt like something where everything could be possible. So the Packers.
Okay. That's your final guess.
That's my final. Well, because, I couldn't process anything you were saying.
That was not the challenge question. I'm sorry. So the actual challenge question was question 7 about the Pirates of Penzance. How many more years would you have to serve? The correct answer was
5.
67 more years.
Cameron
because
nailed it.
1900 was not a leap year.
So we
the play
got
actually
it.
Gets this wrong as well.
What?
And states 1940 as his last year, even though
yeah,
he would.
To me, it made sense.
You would have 21 birthdays in 1944.
You did. You needed 17 more birthdays, which is 68 years, and he was 21 years old. So you subtract the one because he's already into it, and then you get 67. Yeah.
67.
So Cameron nailed it.
I should have trusted my math.
Cameron,
I just thought my math
Cameron
was
got
off.
The math right.
Because we all accounted for it. Oh, I should have known you would have.
Every one of us.
There it is. Well,
I'm still mad at the Indiana Jones thing.
I forgot about the leap question. The extra second 15th question. Question 15 2. The person to get up and jump the highest gets 3 points before the game's over.
Oh,
quick.
Fuck my ceiling.
Big jump from Cameron. Big jump from Aiden.
How was mine?
Here.
Cameron was the first to jump.
You said
yeah, how high? How high?
Did you jump, Ethan?
Yeah. I was so quick
you
didn't
tell
see
how
it.
High. I'm taller than both of them.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Do this again so you can see how far I'm getting off the ground.
Ooh, that's good, Aiden.
That's pretty hops, if I do say so myself. Are we going? Oh, is he going into your room to show you how high he can jump?
Big jump, Cameron.
Big jump.
Ethan, where'd he go?
I thought he was going into your room.
Did you see that?
What do you mean, did I see that? I'm in my room.
No,
Ethan.
It was in the doorway. It was in the doorway.
Tie me up.
What?
Let me do it again.
You jumped in your own doorway?
Yeah.
He's doing it again.
That was pretty high,
actually. That was pretty sick, actually.
Yeah,
you know what? Ethan, for that final attempt, I'm giving you the 3 points.
I couldn't even see it if it was good. Thanks. I have 7.
It didn't affect the game.
Congratulations.
It changed nothing.
Yes! That's all I care about, the jump point.
Well, folks, looks like we've rolled into this station.
Oh,
that's all the time we have.
Damn.
If you enjoyed your ride on Bus 1 today, we'd really appreciate it if you told your friends about us. We're on all the social medias at Bus 1 Trivia. That's BUSONE Trivia, where you can submit your answer to the question of the week. Or you can submit your topic or question ideas at bus1trivia.com. Before we go, we'd like to thank Vert for the use of our theme song 5978, which is a certified banger.
I'm looking up a picture of Drew Barrymore right now.
Okay, thanks for writing Bus 1. We'll see you next week.
Drew Barrymore is a redhead Hooper.
I'm leaning ahead.
Like the people.
I can't wait to leave ahead on this
first picture.
I'm absolutely
too bad it's an audio medium. Bye.
I'm absolutely leaking into this photo.
Oh my god, this hair is burning.
I'm leaking into this photo.
That's not a real hair color.
What are you talking about?
You remember her in BT?
Wow, you're doing what?